Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com, and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Happy New Year, Melody.
Happy New Year.
And one of the stars of the Kennedy Center Honors the other night.
Congratulations again.
It wasn't me, but I was happy to be involved.
You were
congratulations
involved
in the family.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
New Year's resolutions for 2016 that will improve your money management.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this is oftentimes money is a part of people's resolutions.
Right.
And so I wanted to hit on three things that I think, if you were resolving to do better this year financially, three things that I think can help you. The first is about your 401k plan. You know I'm going to start with retirement.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that one, yes.
Right, front and center, and it's to increase the contribution you're making every year. You know, a simple way to think of it, 1% of your income, you make $50,000 a year, that's $500 over the course of a year into your retirement, 1% more. So over 26 pay periods, that's just $20 a paycheck. Over 20 years, that's $30,000. So it's just one way of letting you think about $20 a paycheck is $30,000 compounded over 20 years if you just earn a low return of 5%. Mm-hmm. So if you got a raise, target some of that money going into your 401k plan so that you can be more financially secure in your retirement. Or look at any ways you might think about cutting back a little bit, especially if it's going to get you closer to getting the company match, which is free money.
Okay. All right. All right. And the second one it says here is also about your 401k. And this is for people who have worked at a number of different companies, resulting in many retirement accounts, many statements, and not a lot of certainty about what exactly your money is doing for you.
So I don't have this problem. I've only had one job since I graduated from college in 1991. But the average American has 11 jobs in their lifetime. So if you've worked at 11 different places, you've likely had 11 different retirement plans. And if that is the case, you may have different accounts straddled over lots of companies and lots of investment firms, et cetera. This is the year to bring all that together so you can say really how you're invested. So consolidating, rolling over those old 401k plans into one account is something that I think should be a goal for this year. Number one reason to do it, besides really being able to assess how your money is invested and hopefully investing the right way, the right asset allocation, the other thing is people forget where the accounts are as they get older.
Okay, and number three is which is one I thought was going to be number one, pay down your credit cards.
Well, I wanted to start with retirement because that's the long game that I think is so important. The credit card issue is one that obviously right after the holidays we get that sticker shock, that buyer's remorse that comes when we get those statements. Now it's time to really focus on that high interest credit card debt. If you have multiple credit cards, you want to pay the cards that have the highest interest debt first. It's very important that you know what those interest rates are. And to the extent that you think you can roll over and consolidate some of that debt, transferring debt to credit cards that have zero interest rates, I would suggest you do so only if you pledge not to roll over that debt and then create more debt with new cards. I mean, it literally has to be a pledge, including cutting up those old credit cards to keep you from doing that. So if you can consolidate that credit card debt, the interest that you will save, obviously, to your point, Tom, can go to things like your 401k plan or other expenses that you have that you won't just be giving to the bank or credit card company.
And are the interest rates going up on the credit cards as a result of the Fed's going up?
The Fed move was so small,
right?
So small. So, you know, we're not talking about any big moves in terms of interest rates at this point. But over the intermediate term, let me say that, I would expect credit card interest rates to go up.
Okay.
I have a question, ma'am. I'm here in Chicago, Damon Williams. I want to know what motivates you to be up this early and working this hard after the box office success of Star Wars. How can you even get up and go to work this early after smashing all of those box office records.
Those were not my records, and I have a calling. I have to do work to help our society.
Okay,
and this is what I love to do. I'm sitting in an airport making this call right now. Sitting in the airport on my way to New York.
400 and what? 400, how many sip?
Thank you, Melody.
It's not my money.